Well, happy Labor Day to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our Dumb Tax series where we've been looking at the book of Judges. And at the Lewis Center campus, we kind of did just an overall kind of big picture look at the book and looked at maybe a couple of different portions of Judges that just aren't normally mentioned right off the bat, right from the beginning of the book. It talks about how the children of Israel, they're fighting against some Canaanites who are led by a guy named Adonai Bezek. And when the children of Israel, whenever they conquer the king, it kind of has a weird comment there. It says that they cut off his thumbs and his toes. And you read that and you kind of think, man, that seems kind of cruel and kind of a creepy way to start a book of the Bible, to be honest with you. But then you read on, and what you find out in the beginning there of chapter 1 is that Adonai Bezek says that 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather up scraps under my table. That's verse 7. In other words, what the Hebrews did to Adonai Bezek, he had done to 70 other kings that he had conquered. And he forced those kings without thumbs and big toes to gather up food like dogs gathering up scraps under his table to eat. And so what's interesting about that is at the end of that verse says, as I have done, God has repaid me. He doesn't say, my enemies did this to me. He doesn't say the Israelites did this to me. What he says is, as I have done, God has repaid me. And there's a little lesson here that, man, will help us so much if we will learn it. And the New Testament says it this way. It's Galatians chapter 6. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. And that's really just the law of the harvest, that you reap what you sow. And this is what the Israelites learned throughout the process of this dumb tax cycle in the book of Judges, this rebel, repent, repeat cycle. One of the stories in the book of Judges in chapter 3 is about the children of Israel. They cry out to God. God sends them a deliverer named Ehud. He's a left-handed man. That's what the scripture says. He's a southpaw savior. The reason it says that is that Ehud is limited with his right hand. Because of that, whenever he went to see Eglon, who was the king of the Moabites, who were at that time oppressing Israel, Eglon, he underestimates Ehud because he couldn't use his right hand. But he didn't realize that specifically God had made him left-handed. And during this exchange, Ehud, because of all the horrible things that that Eglon had done to the Hebrews, he had hidden a knife underneath his robe attached to his right leg. Because he was left-handed, he could easily reach across and grab it. It was kind of like Hebrew concealed carry license or something like that. And so in this exchange, Ehud delivers the people of Israel from Eglon of Moab. And it's interesting to me that I think the scriptures are real clear, the author's real clear, that he wants the readers to know that God used someone who had a disability. And I just mentioned, man, one of the things I'm so grateful for at our church is our UR special team. Children that come who have special needs are matched up, kind of paired up with a one-to-one leader in LifePoint Kids that they can consistently get to know over time. I'm so grateful for the folks who serve on that team. We've had parents, you know, come to our church who haven't been able to sit in church together, husband and wife, for decades because their children just have unique needs that maybe a church isn't ready to provide. Super grateful for that team. And maybe it's a team you'd like to serve on here at LifePoint. Yeah, please reach out to us if you'd like to do that. But I think that from that lesson, we learn not only can God use all of us in unique ways, but secondly, that God kind of uses a wounded healer. Like Ehud, he was limited, and at the same time, God used him. And the third thing I think that comes out to me is, you know, you reap what you sow. I've heard my parents say that to me forever, and that sounds like great news, but it's great news only for the best of us. I think, what about the rest of us? I mean, it's not so great news. If you think about the mistakes you've made overtly, or what about the times when, you know, you just stood by and didn't do anything? Man, when I hear those words, you reap what you sow, it's kind of make me nervous. I think for some of us who think we can escape the consequences, you know, we think, well, I can spend without going into debt, or I can lie without being caught, or I can let my temper go without seriously hurting anybody, or avoid disciplining my kids and they won't be spoiled, or I can neglect reading scripture and prayer and still know God really well. We kind of think we can escape the consequences. And then some of us are just afraid because we know there are consequences. And then I think that for some of us, we look at our lives and we're going through really difficult things and we're like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm reaping more than what I've sown. Well, the good news for us is that the Hebrews go through this phase, this dumb tax cycle, and they don't have a king. That's what the last verse of the book says. We've said it every week, and there's days there was no king in Israel. And then Israel chooses a bad king. They choose King Saul. But God eventually chooses a king for them, David. And so they go through this cycle of not having a king, and then they chose their king, and then they finally get God's king. And I think for all of us, we're going to choose a king. Either we're going to be our own king, or we're going to receive God's king, this wounded healer, who's just the opposite of Adonai-Bezek, right? I mean, Adonai-Bezek took kings and turned them into dogs. And Jesus comes and he takes us flawed people. He comes and takes dogs and turns us into kings. We have his inheritance to look forward to. We are co-heirs with him. We get to co-reign with him throughout eternity. And so he's somebody that we can rely on. So as we enter a new week, and I hope you're going to take some time and relax today, but as you relax, reflect on the fact that God has provided for all of your needs in the person of Christ. I hope you'll understand and see that he's the one you can rely on. Let me pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, as we start our week with maybe a day off today, a holiday, I pray, God, as we take some time to reflect on you, we just say that we're grateful for how much you love us and how you actively care for us all the time. And God, it's a reminder to us that once again, today we want to surrender our lives, our attitudes, our actions, our motivations to you. Lord, your love is the transforming thing. Your kindness to us is what leads us to repentance, your word says. And so, God, I pray that we will live from that love today. Maybe now you just take a minute and pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the DriveCast. Hope you enjoy your Labor Day, and we hope to see you back tomorrow, once again, on the DriveCast. Take care.